All right, we're going to call the meeting to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Follow up your allegiance. Mr. Osborne, do we have anybody leading us in the pledge?
CIS, student of the month.
We have?
Jody, CIS student of the month.
Who is this?
Right here. Do it on the left. Everybody see the flag?
You're right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ira, when you're ready.
Mr. DeAngelo.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Mr. Golub.
Present.
Mr. Hershberger.
Here.
Mr. Shafrath.
Thank you.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the October 10th, 2022 regular.
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Yep. Second. You got it.
Shafrath. Questions?
Mrs. Fenn.
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath.
Yep.
Mr. Golub.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Student recognition. Mr. Osborne, I'll turn it over to you.
We have our students of the month that will be presented. Mr. DeAngelis, if you will bring out the podium, if you don't mind handing out the awards. Start with CIS, Mrs. Ollinger.
Good evening. I'd like to take a minute to say how proud we are of our students of the month. First, we have in third grade, she's not here tonight, we have Jolene Riedebaugh. Jolene comes to school every day with a smile on her face and a positive outlook on the new day ahead. She's always very kind to teachers and classmates and works hard. Keep up the great work, Jolene. And we have Byron Bauman. Byron is a hardworking student each day. He's a quiet leader in his classes and a positive role model each day. Way to go, Byron. Present, we have Kennedy Acevedo. Kennedy is a hardworking fourth grader. She stays on task and participates in class. Kennedy's kind to her classmates and is helpful to her teachers. She is a great asset to fourth grade class. We also have Grant Roller. Grant is a positive role model in fourth. He works hard and pays attention during class. Grant is helpful and cooperative with his teachers and is kind to his classmate. Grant has a great sense of humor. In fifth grade, we have Tanner Klotzel. Tanner is an active participant in class. His kind heart and great sense of humor keeps the fifth grade smiling throughout the day. Keep up the great work, Tanner. And we have Elena Thompson. Elena works exceedingly hard in all of her classes. She is kind and respectful to her teachers. We're proud of your hard work, Elena. And in sixth grade, my sixth graders that are here, we have Minkus. Mila is such a hard worker and always pushes herself academically. She is kind and demonstrates strong leadership skills. And then we have Noah Lance. He's such a kind person. He is always so helpful. He's always cheerful at school, which is contagious to his classmates. Congratulations to our CIS Students of the Month.
Okay, I'm going to introduce our Hazel Harvey Students of the Month. I'll begin with kindergarten. Lydia Van Huzen. Lydia has had a great start to kindergarten. She is doing a fantastic job on her academics and a nice friend to all. She is kind, helpful, and a positive role model for her peers. Grant Dana Miller, our Kindergarten Student of the Month, he is a wonderful student. He is very thoughtful and helpful to others. He is a friend to everyone. He works hard, and his academics show it. He excels in reading and math. He is also very polite and has great manners. Great job, Grant. Now moving on to first grade, Casey Miller. Casey has been working first grade. She's always ready to learn and helps others, other students. Casey tries her best with everything she does and always has. She is a great role model to her classmates and has grown so much this year. Lily Janice. Lily Janice has been working hard with a positive attitude and eagerness to take risks in her learning. Now second grade, we have Luke Conkle. Luke Conkle is a respectful, conscientious student who is always kind to others. He participates in class and always completes his work thoroughly. His positive attitude and eagerness to help others is evident, and he does it with a smile on his face. And last, we have Adriana Costanzo. Adriana is a kind child whose quiet and gentle spirit shines through every day. Putting others first and being aware of those around her is a strong trait of hers. She raises her hand to participate more than any other child in the classroom and is always ready with an appropriate and helpful answer. She stays on task and completes her work without letting any distractions interfere. It is a given that she is a student, but even more so, she is a human who has an understanding of others and compassion towards them. It is these character traits that will take far in life. Congratulations.
And our last group for tonight will be our Students of the Month for the junior-senior high school. Start with seventh grader, Caden Croft. The seventh grade team is pleased to have Caden Croft as our Student of the Month. Succeed in all that he does, both in and out of the classroom. He is a great student who participates in class, encourages classmates, and is all here to learn more. Caden also ran cross country this year, where he always strove to improve and to be their first teammates. Congratulations to Caden for a job well done. Our eighth grader is Nathan Spry. Nathan is a great student. He is always willing to help, is kind to his peers, and shows respect and responsibility each day. Nathan is prepared and ready to learn, with all his work completed on time. His kindness is noticed by his peers and is often too for guidance. Both the teachers and peers know that they can count on Nate. Our freshman is Gavin Andercott. Gavin is a very responsible individual. He arrives to class prepared and ready to work. Gavin has a great attitude. He is a conscientious student who works hard. Gavin is very artistic, friendly, hardworking, and caring. Our sophomore is Casey Gabor. Casey has been working extra hard on her schoolwork this year, and she has raised her grades. She makes her own flashcards and studies hard before every quiz and test. She should be so proud of all of her accomplishments. Our junior is Kay Conley. Kay is a fantastic artist who strives to do her very best in art class. She is friendly, helpful, and respectful. She is currently in her portfolio and hoping to go to art school after high school. And our last student is senior Elizabeth Kennedy. Elizabeth is an independent, caring, and reliable student. She is a very, very talented artist as well. She tries her best and is willing to help others and is a great student to have in class. She is a leader no matter what she is involved in. Elizabeth is kind and helpful. She challenges herself academically and strives for success in everything she does. Congratulations, senior high school.
Congratulations. Thank you. as a beautiful public participant.
I would like to thank all the parents tonight in bringing their kids. It is extremely important that we recognize that what we do is for the kids that we're here on stage, the kids that are being honored tonight, and from day to day, that we make decisions and we try to provide the best educational environment that we can provide for our kids. And we want to award them any chance we got. Now, this is a move into the needle mover, and there's usually a little break here if you want to sneak out afterwards, but I would like people to stay for just a minute. We started a needle mover award for our staff that make a difference for the kids in our school district. And one of our needle movers, and our needle mover tonight, Heidi Brudigam, is just a difference maker day in and day out. Now, you have to think about this stat. 23 straight years and has not missed. That is through everything could possibly go on and all the germs the kids bring in. You talk about reliability, when you talk about somebody that's consistent, somebody that you can rely on, somebody that's a go-to person, comes to class prepared, students leave with achievement and ready to move on to the next grade. She is a pillar of strength in our school district. She is a fantastic teacher, a tremendous role model. Stays after school, volunteers for programs, anything from recycling to cleanup to working with their math and their English, anything afterwards that needs to be done. I really appreciate all the work that she does and what she delivers for our district. She is a true role model of what a teacher is. You come to school every day, you're reliable, and you are there for kids. I'd like to award Heidi Brudigam as our needle mover of the month for the month of November. And lastly tonight, in terms of student recognition, I'd like to bring up Mike Boley to the microphone. He's going to introduce some major accomplishments by our athletic teams this fall, and he's going to introduce two teams and one individual. So, Mr. Boley, our athletic director, please go ahead.
Inclusion, if our athletes could go up on stage for a picture of those athletes and teams that are recognized. Overall, our fall, we had a lot of accomplishments. We had a lot of success. Beginning at the middle school level, our middle school boys cross country team were WCAL champs and state runners up. So congratulations to Coach Costanz, Coach Geiser. In doing so, Emmy Donnelly, who unfortunately has a basketball game, so she's not in attendance, was the state champion. Oh. She did make it. She is here. Was the state champion at the middle school girls' cross. So congratulations. At the high school level, Coach Coney and the girls' soccer program, again, WCAL champs. And then our high school volleyball team, the first time ever in school history, WCAL league champ. So if those athletes that are recognized could come on stage, congratulations.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the board for affording me this time to welcome these kiddos and get a chance to see what we accomplish great things on a daily basis here.
Anytime, Mr. Osborne. Anytime.
Thank you. We're going to take a... We're doing a break. Did you want to take a few minutes?
No, I didn't have a break.
Okay. We're going to move to our...
Number three.
Consider approval.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to move into our approval of donations. We do have two, one from the Chippewa PTO and the other from the All Sports Booster Club. Need a motion?
So moved.
Oh, I got one.
I've gulped. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ben? Any questions?
I have a question.
Sure.
In regards to, we have a note also, thank you to those businesses and individuals who supported School Bus Week. And then we had a list of donations. Have we ever done this before for School Bus Week?
Well, School Bus Week is part of a count. And so we came up as administrative team. I'd like to thank Robin Coffey for her leadership with this. Came up with the administrative team just to get kids to ride the bus, see what it was like. And if you rode the bus for a week, get tickets. There was prizes, there was giveaways.
Right.
And there's many, many businesses support that week. And kids won trips to the zoo, to t-shirts, to candy, all around. So I just like to thank them for their support.
Will you extend our thank you to Mrs. Coffey for doing this? Because I think it's a great, getting connected with other businesses, and it's a good reach out method. So
I will do
thank
that.
Thank you.
Okay, Ira.
Mr. Gullett. Mrs. Fenn.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yeah.
Mr. Shafraff.
Yep.
Mr. Deanne.
Yes. Motion passes. We're going to move into public participation. I have Mr. Smith. Is there a mic down there?
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak to the board tonight. I'm Norm Smith. I live on Chibiabas Trail in Chippewa Township. This will work, right?
Yep.
First of all, congratulations to the board on the passage of the renewal last month, or I guess earlier this month. I'm sure the passage takes a lot of pressure off the board. Congratulations. This passed, nothing will change, and it will be business as usual. After this board's success, I suspect there may be a PI levy request somewhere in our not-too-distant future. I have a few suggestions on such a levy that I'd like to share with the board before such a decision is made, if the board's interested in hearing it. Secondly, if I may, a few words about board policy. September board meeting, as one of the, after an actual discussion in the July board meeting, during the September board meeting, one of the superintendent's agenda items, the board approved an $8,500 agreement with OSBA to update the Chippewa Local Board of Education policies. My understanding from the July meeting discussion that the deliverable will be draft revisions to the current board policies, that these will come in probably four installments over a year, that revisions will be adopted either as proposed or as revised by our board in an open meeting. I have a general concern about the outsourcing of what should be local functions to the state or even state-level organizations, but I have a specific concern about this choice and direction for board policy revision. It's my opinion that the further away from our district that changes in policy or even suggested, the less likely they are to meet the needs and desires of our local community. As such, I request of the board that all draft revised policies be made available to the public when received from the OSBA, that the final drafts of the revised policies be made as they are developed by the board, and that there be provided ample time for informed public comment well in advance of action on revised policies. Thanks, and again, congratulations on the levy.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move into the treasurer's update and action items.
Thank you. Just briefly tonight, our fiscal 21 state audit has yet to be completed. Things out there, and I am anticipating hearing back from the state within the next month to wrap up that fiscal 21 state audit. Along with that, it's been kind of a race between my fiscal 21 state audit and my fiscal 22 basic comprehensive financial statement, which is really a GAAP or a generally accepted accounting principle financial statement. Statement will be posted by November 28th as required by the state. So it will be filed timely. In my mind, it's just a question of will the state get my fiscal year 21 wrapped up first. Just kind of an anomaly and a strange sequence of events. Tonight for you is number one, my October financial report. The second item is the forecast, which is required to be filed with the state by the end of November. And with that five-year forecast, there are also some assumptions attached there too. The highlights I would like to present to the board in December with a 5-minute slide presentation about some of those highlights. In addition to that, at that board meet December, I would also like to have a little time to talk about a financial reserve plan. And we'll have more discussion on that in December, but just to make you aware of it. Any questions from the board? If not, I would like to move into my action items, please.
No questions. Any others? And yes, we can get you on the December agenda. Okay. Are you doing talking about the action items, or you want me to go ahead?
Just go ahead and.
Okay, I need a motion to approve IRA's action item number one here.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Shafrath? Any questions or comments? Okay, Ira.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath? Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. All right, moving to action item two, 5-year forecast. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. A second?
Second.
Golub? Questions, comments?
Looks better than the last one.
Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving into superintendent's updates.
Thank you, Mr. DeAngelis. There is a severe shortage of substitute teachers, not only here in Wayne County, but across the state of Ohio. One of our biggest concerns is pretty much on a daily basis. We have counselors, we have administrators covering classes. We have classes reporting to libraries and study halls just because we do not have the personnel to cover them, and it's an ongoing process. On here, and you'll see we have a substitute that is willing to come in. The law provides us to allow to have substitutes that only wants to work in Chippewa. So that is beyond, they're limited on days that they can be there, but they only want to work in Chippewa. Then we also have parents, they go through an interview process, and if they're willing, they can come substitute for us and that piece. And so we hire them as part of, they're either hired directly by us and they have a degree, or they're hired by us and they do not have the degree, but we are hiring them for this school year only because the law allows us to. Solution. I just want to remind it, we are struggling for substitutes, not only with teachers, but with aides across the board. And it's hurting in every school district. And I just want to reemphasize that we are constantly looking for people that are willing to help us out, even if it's one day a week, you know, that we can utilize any support that we can help, especially in helping supervising kids anywhere from cafeteria or out into the study halls or out on the playgrounds. And so, and it's a priority of the district and with the administrators, we are consistently recruiting people out there. So I just wanted to make sure that, keep that on the front burner, that it is still an issue here in the school district. But that, unless there's any questions, I'd like to move to my superintendent's agenda.
It's more of a comment to make sure our public knows that our staff also take in, take extra classes. A staff member can only take so many extra classes per day or per week because they also have their class load to deal with. So it's as if we have staff that are sitting around doing nothing while we're trying to hire substitutes. Our staff members are fully scheduled, and so they might have one planning period a day, maybe one a week. And so, but I do know our staff does take care of period coverage. I just want to make sure people are aware of that.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's true. Across the board, station's another big one, where transportation may be driving in the morning and our mechanics driving in the afternoon, just changing out routes. I mean, we are constantly looking for people to help support us in different areas.
And we did hear that from OSBA folks last week at the conference, that it was statewide with subs and shortages.
Hey, don't steal my thunder. That's coming up.
Todd, wait. I'm kind of putting myself in the seat buddy in the district. Would you like to comment on the process that we go through to make sure that we hire individuals that are, I'm going to call it safe individuals, for lack of a better way to phrase it?
If you're working with students, you have to be fingerprinted. So there's a BCI, FBI background check, and that's the first thing they grew. Secondly, there is an interview process. Depending on it all starts, the interview process starts somewhere with Jody Hughes, and then from there involved or directors involved, depending on what area you want to go through, and then you will meet with me last, and everybody. But the BCI, FBI background check is pretty intensive. And depending on what they want to do and where they want to work at, we go from there. But we explain the job thoroughly as to what you're going to be doing. If you're an aide, what are the possibilities? We don't hide it in any way, shape, or form. We say these are the duties that you'll have to perform. And some of it is kids, and we have a preschool program. So when you're talking 3-year-olds, sometimes accidents do happen. You just got to be there for that support.
I think, if my bill, safe was a good word, but I think, and maybe this isn't what you meant, maybe I was asking more about how we make sure the process, people are qualified to be in the classroom. I'm not saying I doubt any of the individuals coming up, but I know you mentioned, some people have,
why not? Oh, I wasn't.
Talking to.
I'll start again. So I think a word you're alluding to was qualified individuals. I'm not saying I doubt any of the individuals coming up on us, but you mentioned, some of them working on post-sec degree, others have it, just other avenues to say, oh, would you mind briefly expanding on that in some areas you can
get
upon?
Currently, by previous law, students that were in college on an education degree were not available to sub. They weren't allowed to sub. Now they are by law. I will go back to this. So the BCI check, going through an interview and meeting with Mrs. Hughes, we do extensive background. I mean, it's back, we know exactly who we're talking to. And for the most part, we're looking at former students and or students at the University of Akron that went to neighboring schools, Smithville, Ripman, Norton, that may still be home. And then they have day that they don't have classes that they can come in and substitute. And so we monitor that age. Somebody had graduated in 2020, not to be in our high school with potentially friends. But, in the elementary school, it's fantastic. I mean, there's a big difference. So if you have a person studying elementary ed or studying in special education and going to get a teaching degree, there's no greater experience than being in the school to experience the job that you want to have. And so we look along those lines. So there's nobody beating down the door to get in. We are still, on a daily basis, short subs.
Okay, moving into the superintendent's agenda. I have item A, approving the hire of Mary Stein. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Golub? Questions? Hearing none. Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Schaffer? DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving to item B. I need to approve Ms. Porter.
So moved.
If Fenn. Do you have a second?
Yep.
Who said yep? Shafrath? Questions?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hurd? Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Move to item C. I need a motion to approve Mrs. Diot.
So moved.
I have Fenn.
Make a second.
I have a second, and that's Hirschberger. Questions?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. I need a motion to approve the CBRE listing agreement extension.
So moved.
I have Fenn. For the second, I have Mr. Golub. Do I got any questions?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hirschberger?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Move to item E. Motion to approve the ESSER funds for air purifiers.
So moved.
I have
second.
For my second, I have Mr. Hirschberger. Questions?
I have a question.
Sure.
Where all will these be used? I mean, I know schools. But do we have so many allotted
they go in
per
classrooms.
Building or per
They go in classrooms. Classrooms? They're okay. going to be in each classroom. Hazel Harvey should be the first building that we get into.
Oh, shocker.
So a lot of it is exchanging the air that's going through. Is the idea behind the purifier. They're the ones used in hospitals. Mm-hmm. So they're exchanging the air. It's in the room. They're built for classroom size. So every classroom, because there are going to be wall mounts, very quiet. I believe Mr. Hammond, myself, was Mr. Birch in on that one?
Yes.
All right. We sat through it, listened to it, went through the process. We've investigated several of these things. This is the one we finally come to agree on, but it's wall mounted. So I could literally, for lack of better, and Mr. Birch does not want to hear me say this, but we can pick it up and move it out of one room and go put it in another room. But we.
So 30, I'm sorry, 30 units will cover all of Hazel Harvey?
We'll cover the classrooms in Hazel, and we're going to have two in the board office.
Thank you. Great plan.
So, Mr. Osborne, why did we choose this one over some other units that might have been a little more less costly?
The number one piece for me, as we were going through the air, one, I do not have a filter that I have to maintain and replace. Two, reduction of mold spores by 90% is the number one piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is huge. No other machine would do that. And there's only, Hazel Harvey has a basement with all the water and mechanics. You know, and that piece, so those mold spores were something that we wanted to address. And at the same time, we had that same issue at the board office. So we wanted to attach those. We will get the study back from these things. If we're reducing these things, then we'll continue to the other buildings. CIS and the junior senior high school has a filtering system in its HVAC system. It's not why we're not going there. It's they already have that system built. So we will have them at the Hazel Harvey and a C and at we'll have two at the board office, adjust from there. But right now, the system at the junior senior high school does have an air filtering system, and so does CIS. And we get better. This will follow up. We're meeting with Train tomorrow afternoon to go through the motors that they have in the school, and we are looking at new thermostats at CIS, which would qualify for ESSER money also to upgrade that system.
So staying just with purifiers. That's one of the main reasons we can use ESSER funds is because of the indoor air mm-hmm. quality.
Correct.
And unfortunately, the supplier of this has a on this that there is no competition, so it wasn't even, we couldn't negotiate it other than we're getting a group rating because they are part of, is it Ohio School Council?
Sponsor of BASA. The Buckeye Association of Superintendents. And so we have that rating. And they are holding them for us pending. Oh. I will shoot them an email, and they said they would have them within 72 hours. Obviously, Thanksgiving may be a little kick in the giddy up
that,
there.
But
I'm looking at next week, and Mr. Birch starting to post putting these things in classrooms.
Thank you.
Any others? Hearing none.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Motion passes. Moving into the superintendent's consent agenda. Remember, consent is considered routine and will be enacted under one motion. So I need a motion to approve items A through K.
So moved.
I have Fenn.
Second.
Hershberger seconded. Do we have any questions?
Question, please. The new hire and sub database, did we receive that information? Did the board members receive that?
I'm going to get a copy to you.
That's fine.
And my problem is this. There's 121 people listed on there, but only 17 have agreed to work in Chippewa, which were already approved in August. But since they do have some new people and they would happen to come, we'd have an approved list. So we're working through it. The format that it came in, we worked today diligently. And Mr. Boley, when we were frustrated with the system, but we could not print this thing out.
Oh,
we could not get it to function.
The
format that it came from the ESC,
all right,
that they sent it to us.
Here's my question. Would Chippewa take my name off that list?
Yes.
Thank you, because I don't want to vote for this if my name is on the list.
Your name is not on the list.
Okay,
that's one of the catches that we have.
Yes, have to take me off. Thank you.
On there, but you are off the list, so you will get the database that comes through, and they're going to update that we did deal with the ESC, and you'll get it up. But everybody on the list from the ESC has already been approved from the August meeting, but there are some on there, but we did take you off.
I want to make sure.
Yes, you are off the list.
Thank you.
Secondly, I'd like to, we hired Vince Kodowitz. He was a great worker for us. He is relocating with his family down at Patask, and he is going to run a condo minimum homeowners association. He's a guy for the entire association, and he's going down there with 200 plus condos down in Pataskula. But he was good. He was a great guy. He's great with the kids. I've seen him out working on the playground, and kids were holding his tools, and he just knew how to interact with them. So he'll be missed, and we are still interviewing candidates for his job. The only one other one I'm going to bring your attention to is H. Aaron McCutcheon. We have enough kids. We have a varsity TV coach. We haven't got all the paperwork back on the other coach, but they're going to combine those two supplements and split them at 5% and 5%. And once the other coach gets all of his paperwork completed, which we're hoping is going to be in December, then I'll have him for the other 5%. I think it's 7.25 and 2.75, which adds up to the 10, and they're split at 5% apiece. So that's why only one's on here. We haven't split with the other person yet. We haven't hired them, but going in with that.
Okay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. Moving into board discussion. Community spotlight.
Yes. So, from time to time, in the rules have changed, and I would say OSBA presented this pretty well. Before, when you hired as a board, when you hired hired a superintendent, you hired a treasurer, question number one, what levy background do you have? In today's current way, we're not allowed to be involved.
Yep.
And it's very unique. So we had two people step up in our community that were not engaged, but came seeking with fact-finding questions as to how we operate and those pieces to go forward. And they did a phenomenal job of not only portraying our district, but gathering information without having a preconceived notion as to what they wanted to hear or what they thought it was. They listened to what the facts were. They listened to how we operated. They asked questions, why, how do you go about it? And they did with a preconceived notion that it has to be this way or you're doing it this way. And they were just fantastic. They gave up their time and literally from time to time people would come at them as they were representing the school and supporting them that way. So I do not know if Mrs. Cooper is here or Mr. is here. Does anybody see them out there? They were going to try to stop by.
So I did.
Got it. So I made them a needle mover statistic because they definitely moved the needle in our community and represented us well as taxpayers, as parents, and understood and gave up a lot of personal time to make this successful. So I did make each one of those a certificate for them as a needle mover in our district. And I would truly love to thank them for everything that they've
here, sir. And they kept it positive. I was so happy to see the positive focus on the levy. And I certainly appreciated that.
We do some great things. We have some great people.
Yes, we do.
And I really appreciate that, too.
Yeah, if I know they're both not here, I just go on the record. You know, I told the levy committee that our students deserve nothing but the very best, and both John and Caroline, really everyone that helped with the levy committee, job getting out and getting support for the income tax, and I think the results were a true reflection of that. So I just wanted to, can I express my gratitude enough they helped this past election cycle?
Yes.
I actually prepared a statement on behalf of the board. We want to extend a heartfelt thank you to our community for renewing our levy. In addition, we want to sincerely thank the levy committee and all those who helped to reconfigure and recreate a plan that would address the community's needs to be approved by the voters. My fellow board members and I are proud to be part of a community of advocates and supporters of high-quality education for Chippewa students. Your generosity and faith in our school district are very humbling. And on behalf of the student, staff, administration, and the Board of Education, I thank you for your support and commitment to our schools. If anybody else wants to add to that, you're welcome.
Great statement, sir. Thank you. Yep.
Okay. We're going to move in on policies. And go ahead, Ira.
So I'll take the lead on it, not because I want to, but one of my findings on the fiscal 21 audit was we do not have a federal procurement policy in place. And because that's a finding, I was required to write up a corrective action report. Anytime you change or adopt a policy, it requires two readings. So tonight's being the first reading. There'll be a second reading in December, at which time they'll take action on that. We will modify it, we'll adopt it as it's written, whatever. But in my corrective action write-up, I had to give a when it was to be implemented, and I wanted to have it implemented before calendar year. And so that's why it's out there. I'm sorry Norm isn't here because those are part of the
Mr. Smith
oh, I'm
is here.
Sorry. There you are. Not intentionally responding to your earlier comments, but any policies that we put into place are truly governed by the state. We can make some modifications on those first readings. It's part of the exhibits or the attachments, and the public will always be able to see those. But these three in particular impact our federal procurement. And when you say federal procurement, what does that mean to us as a district? It means the grants that we receive through the state from the federal agencies. So this is what gives us the additional $2 to $3 million a year to support the needs of our most needy children.
So just to highlight, so any board policy, we do need a first reading, and then it'd be follow-up the next meeting, which we would approve. We would not approve it on the first go-around.
Correct.
Okay.
You could do that if it's an emergency, but this is not.
Yep. And to one of those points, I know everybody else works. We do need some time to read them if we're trying to approve quite a few policies at once. So if there's any questions on Ira's explanation? All right, we're going to move into the legislative update, and Mr. Gullib is our representative or our delegate, and he went down to Columbus and on some of the things down there. Do you want to provide it?
On top of, is this on? There we go. From the business meeting of the OSBA delegates, those of you who are down in Columbus might know it went on for 4 hours instead of the intended 2.5. Keep my remarks shorter than 4 hours. But to that end, I will have some supplemental materials to give to the board. I'll intend to shoot that out probably on Wednesday evening for anyone that wants more. I'll just keep a brief overview. So at the delegate meeting, the delegates approved the 2023 OSBA legislative platform, 14 amendments that were proposed. Most of them were for reflecting changes in state laws and just kind of updating the advocacy form based off of that. There were two that failed, and just to the board's knowledge, the delegate convention rejected an amendment that added language to the drug addiction prevention section of the OSBA platform to oppose the the language would have of the legalization or commercialization of marijuana, among other things. And the delegate convention also amendment discussing parental rights to know and education. So those were the two that failed. And I have a legislative update kind of following off that, but if there are any questions, I'll pause.
The reason?
Reasons, okay.
The one I thought was because it's already in law.
What, you were speaking to the marijuana one or?
The latter. The parents' rights. It's already in law.
This discussion went on for an hour and a half, so I'm just trying to pull back. Okay, from what I remember, it was just people were worried about, a lot of delegates spoke up. They're talking about slippery slope, what it would mean, how it would actually impact school districts and administrators and teachers. And sure, they actually removed the amendments language and eventually just went down to OSBA will oppose legislation that restricts any parental right to know. They said there's no practical reason to implement that.
Right.
So,
okay.
That was that. And just with regard to the marijuana bill, what I remember was essentially they didn't think that was something OSBA needed to get involved in, and it was something that would probably be a constitutional amendment proposed in 2023. So kind
got
of
it.
Two biggest reasons for the rejection there.
Right. Anything else?
Yeah, I was able to sit in on the a panel led by the vice chair and ranking member of the Ohio Primary and Secondary Education Committee, as well as the chair of the Senate Primary and Secondary Education Committee. So I just want four quick legislative updates. We're in a lame duck session now. Those dates go from November 16th to 21st. So the top priorities remain addressing the substitute teacher and bus driver shortages. That's been kind of well addressed tonight. So those remains top priorities of the state legislature. And although not likely, the Fair School Funding Plan will be fully funded in the next state budget, the legislature intends to more fully fund that. So I just wanted to do quickly bills. House Bill 606 is most likely to become what's known as the Christmas tree bill, where essentially you have riders and amendments. People are trying to pass things before the end of this session. As of now, the bill has passed the House and is pending in the Senate Primary Education, Secondary Education Committee, which would require schools to create seizure plans for each student and require districts to train one employee at each school building to be trained on those plans. And so it's likely to be amended and added onto. And another bill I'd just like to note is and it's pending in the Senate and Secondary Education Committee after passing the House. It would require the State Board of Education to issue 2-year temporary educator licenses to applicants with expired professional certificates or other licenses, and would essentially allow, from my understanding of the bill, former teachers with expired licenses to come back so long as they meet certain requirements. And so those are two primary bills. There's other bills floating around out there that they may put on the backpack bill, which I know this board has, which creates a statewide voucher program, is still out there. That could be added on, we will see. There's a bill out there to get rid of the state retention requirement for third grade reading. That's House Bill 497. That's also still out as well. And just give an example, these small bills that might get on 492 will require mental health training. So, So there's all these little things. We'll keep an eye. I'll probably have something in December, update the board on anything that's passed as we close out the year. I will note one bill that, and there's no intention of moving forward, is House Bill 582. That would require board members or candidates seeking election to the Board of Education to run as partisan officials, including a run in a primary election, limit them to 2-year terms, and limit members to 4 consecutive. They received no indication that that was seeking to pass. I did want to let the board know that I attended a case update. I don't have anything on that tonight, but I could send the board some supplemental materials on that. Did want to just note that since we've discussed it before, the ongoing EdChoice voucher litigation, the state filed a motion to dismiss. That is just the latest update on that. And that, I believe I kept that under 5 minutes, so.
You did, nice job.
Thank you.
Good job, I'm so glad you like this.
Oh.
Would you send?
Yeah, I'll send that. A lot of my notes are handwritten, so I'll transcribe something, send some handouts, but like, I'll get that by Wednesday.
All right. That's all I have for board discussion. Any others?
I do have one thing.
Okay.
As I was walking up here, I snagged an email, and I just kind of briefly looked at it. I'm gonna make sure I read this correctly, that Ruth Coney is gonna be inducted to the Soccer Coaches Hall of Fame. Did I read that correctly? I got that from OHS, came through, was like walking up, I looked at it, saw her out there. So when I was up there on my own, and people go, what's this guy doing texting while he's up there introducing students, the kids, it just caught my eye at a last second. I want to make sure I read it correctly. Am I right? Is it right? Congratulations, Ruth. That is very well deserved.
Yes.
And was this a last minute thing?
Well, that was a good one. Any others?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, we have no new business. We do have session. I do have a small amendment there. On the agenda, it says B and E. We do add A2, which is the employment.
A2, thank you.
Yeah, to consider one or more as applicable of the, I guess it's just employment.
So, your motion is for A2, B, and E?
It's A2, B, and E.
Thank you.
Motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have Fenn and Herter.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Gullett?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
And that time is 6:56.
Got it. And we are not taking action afterwards.
Correct.
So.
Thank you, thank you.